אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם בראשית
We're reading from Zohar for All. And God included everything on the seventh day. We'll be reading from the Zohar. We don't have translated text, but you can ask questions live on kab.tv.
Let's try to be adapted to the light that reforms, so that it would influence us. Please.
And on the seventh day, God stopped his craftsmanship. The seventh day, the literal Torah, the Malchut, because Ranpin includes 6 days, Chagat Nehi, and the Nukva is the Malchut, the seventh day, in which the world was refined, because it is the existence of all. It is written, the craftsmanship which he made. It doesn't say, and the Creator stopped on the seventh day all the craftsmanship which he made, because the written Torah, Zeranpin, brought everything out and concluded all by the force of writing, which is the mochin that extends out of the Chokhmah, from the upper Abba Ve'ima. It turns out that the craftsmanship didn't end at the seventh day, Malchut, but by Zeranpin. Therefore, it only says the craftsmanship which he made, not all of his craftsmanship. It says 3 times in the seventh day, and the Creator stopped in the seventh day and blessed the seventh day, and in the seventh day he included all the literal Torah, Malchut, Nukva of Zeranpin, the seventh measure for Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin. Because with this seventh day, the world was finally completed and perfected. Clarification. And the Creator included his craftsmanship on the seventh day which he made. This is the foundation and the root of the end of correction that is destined to come after 6,000 years. The matter of the end of correction only revolves around the Malchut of Malchut, the essence of Malchut, which has no correction in the 6,000 years. It turns out that the Malchut of Malchut is the purpose for which all the action of Genesis in the 6 days were created. And the Zeranpin and his Nukva are particular and collective, because the Zeranpin, which is the 6 days of Genesis, and also the aspect of 6,000 years, is the particular, in which all the elements of reality come out without any deficit, and they appear through the 6,000 years one after the other. The Nukva, the seventh day, Malchut, receives the collective from it, so that all the elements in the 6,000 years reveal her wholeness in the end of correction on the seventh millennia. And in terms of the foundation and the root for the in the future to come, the seventh day, the aspect of the end of correction, receives all the elements of creation of the 6 days of Genesis. And they bless. You have blessed the sanctified the seventh day for your name, the purpose of the action of heaven and earth, for the Malchut, which is called a name. The purpose of the action of heaven and earth is the purpose that is received from all the elements of creation in heaven and earth in the 6 days of Bereshit, Genesis. As the blessing is concluded, and his blessing from all the days, and you have sanctified it from among all times, the 6 days are particular, and the seventh day is collective, the purpose of the 6 days. From this aspect it says, and the Creator stopped on the seventh day, included all the craftsmanship which he made, because that seventh day is the reception of the purpose of heaven and earth, because with the seventh day, the world was finalized and perfected, receiving the purpose, and they were all refined. besides the purpose that is implied in the word, and he included. There's also the mochin of the seventh day, which always come by three lines, which is found to be the three nekudot cholam shuru kherik, on which it writes, and he stopped and blessed and sanctified. And therefore, and he stopped the left line, and he blessed the right line, and he sanctified the middle line. Therefore, it says three times the seventh day, and he included, and he stopped, and he blessed. And he included the light of the purpose, and he stopped the illumination of the mochin through the left line, and blessed the right line of the mochin. And all these three are called seventh, for they are gal. But the illumination of the middle line of the mochin, which is implied in the word, and he sanctified it, is not called seventh, because it determines the masach of chirik. And therefore, it does not say, and he sanctified the seventh day, but he sanctified it, which is an indication of the covenant. And he stopped on the seventh day all the craftsmanship which he made, is the foundation of the world. And he stopped applies to the yovel, the illumination of the left in Bina, which is the point of Shuruk. Therefore it says here, from all of his craftsmanship, because everything comes out of him. It writes, and the God included on the seventh day all the craftsmanship with which he made, and not all of his craftsmanship, because the written Torah, Zeranpin, brought forth and concluded everything by the force of writing, which is the Mochin, that extends out of Chochmah, from the upper Abaveima. Because in the word, and he included, which is the purpose of the heaven and earth, he couldn't say all of his craftsmanship, because it still hasn't ended, but only in the Yesod and the Shosh, the root. And only the written Torah, Zeranpin, takes out and concludes all the craftsmanship by the force of Mochin, of the writing, which comes out from Chochmah, meaning the illumination of Chochmah that extends by the force and Gvurot of the left in Bina, and then becomes Chochmah again. But in the word, and he stopped, which is the illumination of the left that extends from Bina, called Yovel, all the Mochin come out, which lead to the end of correction. Therefore it says here, from all the craftsmanship which he made, because the entire craftsmanship ends here. And he stopped applies to Yesod, not Yovel, because the rest in it is more than all. That is, the stop of the illumination of Yesod is more apparent than the stop in the illumination of Yovel. Meaning that, and he shall stop, applies to the stopping, the illumination of Yovel, and the left line in Bina, and also applies to the Yesod, which shines this illumination of Yovel into the Malchut, because the illumination of the left is completed only in Yesod, where the stop and the rest is completed.
When we speak of some desire or some intention that we want to be in, or we are in it, or we want to have it, we check it according to our suffering. How much do we feel bad about not being in it? It's like a patient who feels that he's ill and he's looking forward to the remedy, and still any moment he keeps checking and he sees it's not coming yet, he's not healed yet. Therefore, what we need to check is, do we suffer as a result of expecting changes and they haven't come yet? Do we suffer because we're looking for something that's not truly clean of some nice gifts for ourselves, etc.? Meaning, does a person suffer because he hasn't yet been rewarded. Hasn't yet merited the purpose, the goal. That's the examination. Or maybe we're not thinking about it at all. Rather, we're thinking about, what is he talking about? What is the heavens? What is the earth? What are all of these discernments? What's the sixth day, seventh day? Is that what's important to us? Just to arrange those things in shelves within our brain? Or what is important to us is that an inner change would occur. Please carry on.
And it is written, and the Creator blessed the seventh day, applies to the big priest that blesses all, and the priest takes his share at the head of all the participants, and the blessings dwell in it, to bless for all, which is called the seventh. And he blessed, which is the illumination of the right line that extends from the upper Abaveima, that is called the big priest, the great priest, the chassadim in the zivug that doesn't stop, and the blessings dwell in it. And it is the aspect of the rosh, and therefore the hint comes and says that the priest takes his share in the head, the rosh. The upper Abba and upper Ima are the tefillin in the Rosh, and this is the priest that takes his share in the Rosh. And they are clarified in the two lines that shine in the seventh, the right line in Milah, and he blessed, the left line in the word he stopped, and he included applies to the foundation of the world. And he blessed applies to the middle pillar, Tiferet. And he included applies to the illumination of Yesod from the word all, because the Yesod is called all. And he blessed applies to the middle pillar, the illumination of the middle line that determines between the lines of the right and left. It turns out that it clarifies the three times seventh in the three lines, and he included the illumination of Yesod, the right line, he stopped the left line, and he blessed the middle line. The writing, and he sanctified, applies to the Yesod as well, because it says, and he sanctified it. It doesn't say who, as in the writing, and he included, and he stopped, and he blessed. And it applies to the same place, that the indication of the covenant dwells there, the Yesod, because the word it, from the word the sign of the covenant, as it is written, and show me it. It applies to the Yesod and the Malchut. Therefore, it here applies to the Yesod, because there are two aspects in the Yesod. One, the illumination of the stop that is received from the Yovel, and therefore, and he will stop is Yesod. Two, the topic of the Masach of Chirik, that Tiferet is determined by the two lines left and right. From this aspect, the writing says, and he sanctified, also the Yesod, because it determines between the two lines that are implied in the verse, and he stopped, and he blessed. And in the Yesod, all the sanctities dwell above, and from there, they go out to the gathering of Israel, the Nukva, to give her pleasures and pleasure of bread. As it is written, from the bread it gives pleasures and delicacies of the king. From the Holy Covenant, Yesod, the delight of the bread indicates that before the correction of the Yesod in terms of the bread of poverty, it is now become a bread of pleasure again. And who is the king in the writing? It is the gathering of Israel, the Nukva of Zeranpin, that the Yesod gives it all the delicacies of the world. And all the sanctities go out from above, they go out of the Yesod. Therefore it says, and he sanctified it, which is the indication of the covenant Yesod.
Any questions?
Andre from Peter is asking, what does it mean to pray for everyone during the Zohar?
That we would be connected and sanctified What does it mean for us to be sanctified? That the light would appear and would raise us to the level of sanctity, the level of bestowal. Sanctity is called bestowal, bina.
Cesar from Brazil is asking, how can I feel the center of the group?
The center of the group is where the individual desires disappear and everyone connects up above, meaning in an upward direction towards bestowal, in order to receive this quality. Yes? And how can we scrutinize it? According to the general suffering, sorrow that we feel, since we want it, a desire means suffering.
Sasha from Tbilisi is asking, was the Book of Zohar written so that during the reading we'll have an intention or there's any other purpose?
The Zohar describes to us the corrected upper system, that if we call upon it and we want to be in it, then it shines on us. That's the benefit for us from all the spiritual books. Yes. Let's continue. Gilad.
What the Creator did should be made. Because then He stopped all of His craft, and what the Creator did shall be done. Because in it, in the Yesod, there is rest for all, the upper ones and the lower ones. Because that is the rest of the Shabbat. There are two aspects in Yesod. The stop that is received from Yovel, and two, that is the carrier of the Masach of Chirik, which determines and brings peace and rest. Both in the two lines left and right, the upper, which are in Yeshut, and the two lines left and right, the lower, which are in Zeranpin. Therefore, the aspect of the stop that it receives from Yovel is at rest. And it is said that the Shabbat is for rest, meaning the illumination of the stop that he receives is at rest. What God has created indicates that from Zachor, there is Shamor, in order to correct the craft of the world. He created indicates infancy. Bara, he created, is an abstruse word. Therefore, it is Shamor, and he kept. God indicates the greatness of Bina, and then it is called God, and that is Zachor, you shall remember. And from the collective of the greatness, the infancy comes out in order to correct the craft of the world, the Malchut, from which the Nukva received the world, the Katnut of Bina, becomes qualified to receive the Gadlut of Bina as well, which is the holy name God in the Bina. Because God is in the act of Genesis is Bina. And it turns out that the reception of Katnut is implied in the world, and He created, which comes to correct the world. To do is the artistry of the world, the Mochin of Gadlut, called art. Because to do indicates the complete craft to do something, which completes everything. It is written that the guardian of the covenant and the chesed, the guardian is the gathering of Israel, the malchut, the covenant, the foundation of the world, the yisod of Zeranpin. The chesed, Abraham, chesed of Zeranpin, the gathering of Israel, malchut, keeps the covenant and the chesed, yisod and chesed of Zeranpin. And it is therefore called the malchut, the guardian of Israel, because Zeranpin is called Israel, and malchut guards all of his sefirot. Thus, she is the guardian of Israel, and it guards the opening for all the sefirot of Zeranpin, because Yesod is his lower sefira, and Chesed is the upper sefira. And since she guards them, she guards all sefirot, from the Yesod to the Chesed. All the doings in the world depend on malchut, meaning other than being the guardian for all the sefirot of Zeranpin, so that the external ones won't have a grip in them, which are the commandments, the mitzvot of you shall not do, Thus, all the corrections and doings in the world depend on her, which are the commandments of you shall do. It turns out what the Creator has created should be done means to improve and correct everything every day in every one of the 6 days of Genesis, from the six Sfirot, Chagat Nehi of Zeranpin, and give birth to holy spirits and souls. And even the spirits and demons are in the collective, the rule, what the Creator made should be done, which indicates perfection and refinement, and what the Creator made in the 6 days of Genesis needs more refinement and correction. Therefore, it says what He made should be done to be improved and corrected.
Yesterday I talked to somebody, not one of us, a person who is able to perform a great deed, do something really helpful. And I talked to him about all kinds of things, and my intention would be, how would I hear from him something that I want to hear from him? And then I see that it's actually happening in our world, that people engage in one thing with the hope of receiving something different. And it's the same here. I'm in some sort of contact with the Zohar. I hear what they tell me, but in being in that contact, trying to be in that contact with what they tell me, I have a certain intention. I want to achieve something through it. Well, we have such things in our worlds. We don't always speak directly to the other person and convey what we want. Rather, through that conversation, we want to reach something different, maybe even the opposite of what we're talking, of the words we're saying. It depends. So it's the same here. So it's not that you cannot be in it. Rather, this is natural for a person. What do you mean? This is specifically what we're saying now. This is what we're in. In many occasions in our life, we enter a certain connection with someone, a simple connection. However, on the inside, we want to build, let's say, a better relationship with him or get some benefit from him and so on. So, try to do it in such a simple, normal way. Hope to get something out of it. Okay, I've been told to study, I study. I don't understand anything, but have that inner demand. It can be developed. It's not something that is completely unnatural, supernatural.
And the spirits and demons were created for the correction of the world as well, in order to beat the wicked of the world by them, to prove them that they will go in the straight path. And whoever goes to the left clings to the demons and spirits, which are the left line, and is punished by them. And due to that, the demons and spirits are for the correction of the world as well, to reform the wicked ones. And it is written in Solomon, and I have proved in the tribe, people, and in the plagues of people. The plagues of people are those who are harmful, the demons and spirits. Thus they were created to punish those who make transgressions, and people then are afraid and they keep themselves from sin. When the spirits and demons were created, He sanctified the day and didn't manage to make them bodies, and they were remained as spirits without a body. And they are creations that were not concluded, and they are the left as the waste of the gold. In the shattering of the vessels of Zeranpin, Chagat Nehim, of Zat, Chagat Nehim, the Klipa was mixed with Kedusha. And in the world of correction, the Kedusha went back and was filtered out of the Klipa. and that's where all the Patsufim of Abiyav Kedusha came from. However, the waste remained, because it is unworthy of clarifying any Kedusha before the end of correction. And from that waste, the Sitra, Achra, and the Klipot come about. And there is right and left in that. The waste from the right is called melting the silver, which remains after melting the silver. The waste of the left line is called melting the gold, or the waste of the gold, which is left after melting the gold. Because the right line is called silver, and the left line is called gold. And since they are from the left side, they are the waste of the gold. Since they were not completed, they are flawed. The holy name does not dwell there, and they do not cling to the holy name. And their fear is from the holy name, and they are trembling, and they are afraid of him. And therefore they will not be able to cleave to him. Therefore the holy name does not dwell in a flawed place, and thus it doesn't dwell in them. A person who was flawed, because he didn't leave after him a son in this world, when he will be passed away from this world, he won't be able to cling to the holy name, and he is not being led into the curtain of the Creator, because he is flawed and incomplete. And the tree that was uprooted, the person who died without a son, should be planted once more, so he has to reincarnate and come back to this world, because the holy name is completed from all sides. Therefore, the flawed one cannot cling to him, because the matter of spiritual adhesion is equivalence of form, and the flawed one, as opposed to the whole one, is far as east from west. These creations, the spirits and demons, are flawed from above and below. Therefore, they do not cling above and they do not cling below. From above, from the side of Bina, and from below, from the side of Malchut. And it's written in them, what God has made should be done. He created creatures that should be completed and made, because they were not completed above and below, not from the side of Bina, not from the side of Malchut. Thus the spirits are bodiless. And why weren't they completed by the Bina? Because the grip of Sitra Achra is only in the bodies, the vessels, not the spirits, the lights. Since they have nothing of Malchut, why aren't they completed from the side of Bina? But because the spirits were not completed below in the land to have a body, they are incomplete above in the lights too. Because they are extended from Malchut, they need bodies to be clothed in them. Since they don't have bodies, this is a flaw in the spirits too. And they will not be able to receive their correction from above in Bina. They all come from the left side and disappear from the eye of the person and stand against them to harm them. They have three things as to the angels of Sharet, the serving angels, and three as to humans, because they have wings and they fly from one end of the world to the other, and they know the future, like the serving angels. And three, as humans have, they eat, drink, they multiply, and they die. And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson from Talmud Esor Sefirot.